Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Brooklyn's Radio Playhouse brings you a play from Upstage Surrey. And by the way, Upstage Surrey ask us to get some feedback regarding these regular offerings. Could you email any feedback to Upstage Theatre Company, figure 4, at gmail.com? That's Upstage Theatre Company, the figure 4, at gmail.com. And they do work hard, and all the feedback, good and otherwise, would be appreciated by this non-membership funded local drama group. So tell them what you like, what you don't like, and what you'd like to hear more of.
A pumpkin coach and midnight skies, glass slippers glow in no disguise, a dreamer's heart.
Upstage Surrey presents Cinderella by Edgar Stevenson.
Magic on the floor, shine bright, who could ask for more? Step by step, the night's brand new.
Goodness me! That blinking noise always makes me jump. Oh, excuse me, boys and girls. I've just let out a little trump. My name is Fairy G, and I'm here to tell the saga of poor, darling Cinderella, who sleeps right beside the Aga. Her nasty sisters make her cook and clean and sew and mend, while their horrid mother loves that Cinders doesn't have a friend. Does she complain? Not a hoot. She works hard every hour. She smiles and curtsies, waits on them, and they relish all the power. Now, if there's one thing that I detest, it's people who are rude. So, shall we go and see if we can try to change the mood? Come with me and meet our girl. Let's show her she has friends. For a bit of kindness and some magic, we'll always make amends.
It's Michelle Ford on Brooklyn's Radio.
Good afternoon to you. I am thrilled to be with you.
Wow, that was good, Wincy. I love a good boogie in the morning.
Yeah, Wincy. Us spiders like nothing more than throwing a few shapes to shake the cobwebs away.
Such a shame, though, that Cinderella's only happy when she's with Buttons.
And us. Yeah, the rest of her family are so horrible to her. When she lived with her dad, it was a party in the kitchen all the time.
I don't know what he saw in that dreadful Madame Callis. He should have known she was only after his money. And as for her two daughters, well, they make the hairs on my legs stand up.
And that's a whole lot of hairs.
Stop it. Oh, I'm telling Mama.
Oi, that's my foot.
Hang on. Can you hear that?
Oh, yes. My spotty senses are tingling. It's the ugly sisters.
Wow, are they ugly?
Quick, hide before they come at us with the fly swatter again.
It must be so awful for you to be less pretty, sister. I feel sorry for the mirror when you look into it.
Oh, sister dear, one day you'll go far. And when you do, please don't come back.
Calm down, take a deep breath, why don't you? And hold it for 10 minutes.
I got a call from the zoo today. They wanted to know how you escaped from your cage.
You bring everyone such a lot of joy, you know, whenever you leave the room.
Oh, my darlings, please don't fight. You'll make your pretty faces all red and puffy. Be nice to each other, my sweets. Now, where is my smelly stepdaughter, the hideously unlovable Cinderella? She's supposed to be here making my lunch.
She's in the garden, Mama, collecting firewood.
And I bet Buttons is with her. They're thick as thieves, those two. I don't trust them a bit.
Buttons was her father's servant. He made me promise on his deathbed to keep him on after his sad demise. If only I'd made them both a plate of my special mushrooms on toast, Buttons would be out of the way too.
Oh, madame, I'm so sorry to be late with your lunch, but...
Don't give me one of your ridiculous excuses. I'm really not in the mood.
It's not Cinderella's fault, madame. We met the postman at the gate and he gave us this letter addressed to the whole household.
Will you open it, madame? It's got the royal crest on it, so it must be important.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, I bet Prince Charming wants to meet me for a deep and meaningful relationship.
You? I've trod in puddles deeper than you.
Girls, let me open it. I am the head of the household. Cinderella, Buttons, are you two still here? Go and stand over there in the corner. Your smell is getting right up my nose. Prince, palace, balls.
Oh,
I love balls.
All ladies, each household. Oh, my beautiful girls. We've been invited to a ball at the palace. The prince wants to find a wife. We must prepare. Cinderella, stop right there. Where on earth do you think you're going?
To get ready for the ball, madame.
Oh, you poor deceived girl. You're not going. I couldn't possibly be seen in public with you. No, you'll stay here and shine every single piece of coal in the fireplace. I want to be able to see my fabulous face in each one when I return.
She's so wicked. It says in this letter that the prince has asked that all the ladies of the house attend. She makes me so angry. I could.
Don't get cross, Buttons. I know my place. Besides, you could hardly call me a lady anymore. I wouldn't have anything to wear anyway. All my clothes are torn and dirty. They don't call me Cinders for nothing.
Cinderella, you're more of a lady than any of them.
Oh, Buttons, you're so sweet. But really, you'd better go. They'll want you to drive them to the palace. I've got work to do anyway. The supper won't cook itself.
But it's not fair.
Maybe not, but I'll be fine. Don't worry about me. I'll see you later, and you can tell me all about it.
She's so lovely, always thinking about others. I wish I could help her get to the ball. She deserves to be there way more than that horrible trio.
Ahem.
What?
Ahem.
Who said that?
I did.
And I did.
Oh, gosh. I must be more upset about Cinderella than I thought. I'm hearing things.
No, you're not.
It's us.
Us? Who? There's no one here.
Yes, there is.
We're in the corner. Look up.
Spiders! Ah!
Yoo-hoo!
All right, mate.
Ah! I don't like spiders.
Well, we don't like humans much either.
Come over here and give us a high eight.
Well, okay.
Boo!
Roar!
Ah!
Don't be a wuss, mate. We're not going to hurt you.
We only want to be your friends.
Well, you've got a funny way of showing it.
No hard feelings, eh? We're used to people screaming.
True. Spiders are very misunderstood.
But we'd much rather make people scream with laughter.
Go on, Incy. Tell them one of your jokes.
Hey, what do you call a giant Irish spider?
I don't know. What do you call a giant Irish spider?
A paddy long legs.
Why do spiders spin webs?
I don't know.
Because they can't knit.
Did you know There's a species of spider that can jump higher than a building.
Really? No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It's due to it having 8 very powerful legs. And indeed...
And the fact that buildings can't jump. Oh, Buttons, I see you've met my friends, Incy and Wincy. I don't know what I'd do without them when I'm all alone in the kitchen. They never fail to cheer me up.
Always a pleasure, Cinderella.
We do anything to make you smile.
You two sweeties. I'd best get on.
Anyway, what did you want to talk to me about?
Look, we think we've got a cunning plan that will help get Cinderella to the ball. But we're going to need your help. Wincy, get Fairy G's card.
What am I supposed to do with this?
You just shout it out, mate.
Yeah, we do it ourselves, but spiders can't read.
Are you winding me up? Who's Fairy G anyway?
Well, she's one of those godmothers, isn't she?
Yeah, like the fairy ones you get in books.
Oh, come on, that's just stupid.
Just read it, mate.
Fairy G, Fairy G, won't you come and visit? Very funny. See, nothing's happening. I knew it wouldn't work.
But you didn't read it right.
You've got to do it with gusto, as if you mean it.
So I can sound like a complete and utter plunker? No, thank you.
Buttons, what's going on here? You're not arguing with Incy and Wincy, are you?
No, they're trying to make me look like a right wally.
No, we're not.
We're trying to help you get to the ball, Cinderella, and he's not taking it seriously.
Well, that's very kind of you boys, but I really don't need any help. Buttons, perhaps you should just humour them and then you can all make up.
OK, but this is only for your benefit, Cinders.
Go on then, Buttons. Get on with it.
And put some expression into it.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Fairy G, Fairy G, won't you come and visit me?
There it goes again, that bang and giant puff. Oh, I'm so sorry to report that I've let off another guff. How can I help your dreams come true? How can I make things right? Oh, my goodness, who is she? She looks such a fright.
This is Cinders, Fairy G. She needs a helping hand to find a dress fit for a ball, so she will look so grand.
Oh, you're clever. Rhyming too. I think you are a natural. Now let's give the girl a makeover. I'll see what's in my satchel. Stand there, lovely Cinders. Close your eyes and count to three. And when I wave my magic wand, a princess we will see.
Wow. Thank you so much. What a beautiful dress. And look at these shoes.
Blimey, that's a good trick. I wish someone would give me a makeover.
Yeah, me too. I've always fancied having some shoes like that.
Oh, Fairy G, could you magic some shoes like mine for my friend Wincy?
Don't be daft, Cinders. They'd be far too big for him.
Well, now you come to think of it, that's not a bad idea. To keep up the illusion, I must give you all the gear. These two furry arachnids, your footmen they will be, and you'll drive there in a golden carriage for all the town to see.
Wow, I'm a proper human. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to balance on two legs.
It's easier to shave two than eight, though.
So off you go, child, to the ball and find a friend for life. I'm sure your prince is waiting to make you his loving wife. You'll be the envy of the ball, but remember to be yourself. For those who think only of looks will end up on the shelf. But Cinders, listen, there's one big thing you really can't forget. When the clock strikes 12, you must get out, so there is no regret. Your skin will itch, your clothes will fade as the magic wears away. Your footmen too will spiders be, which is why you cannot stay. Come home to me when that clock strikes. You need to promise me. Have fun and dance and party on. But my rules you must agree.
Don't you worry, Fairy G. I promise that we'll be home by the time the clock strikes 12.
At last, the day of the ball has come, and I hope this will be the day when I find true love, the sort that whacks you straight between the eyes. Oh, the guests are arriving. I must go and check that all is well.
Someday my prince will come.
With a pimple on his bum.
Just be quiet. We're here.
In the palace?
I can't believe it.
The prince won't be able to resist me.
Oh, yes. I love what you've done with your hair tonight. Tell me, how have you got it to come out of your nostrils like that?
Oh, girls, please. Oh, the prince is coming.
Ladies, welcome. I hope you'll have a wonderful evening.
Oh, I'm sure we will. My beautiful daughters can't wait to make a good impression on you, your highness.
Oh, they've already made an impression. Don't worry. Let me accompany you to the ballroom to join the party.
I've got a right itch in the middle of my back from this shirt.
Yeah, my feet are killing. Now I know why spiders don't wear shoes.
Ew, this is posh. I've never been to a palace before.
Haven't you? I have. I went on holiday with my mum and dad when I was a spiderling. We crawled right up the Queen's plug hole.
That sounds painful.
Stop it. Somebody will hear you. Oh, I'm not sure I've done the right thing coming here tonight. I can't talk to a prince. What on earth would I say?
Good evening. May I say how beautiful you look tonight? Wow. You are. I mean that dress is stunning. Tell me, what is your name?
Oh, Stella.
Stella, you say? Well, my Lady Stella, such a fitting name for one whose eyes shine like the stars in the night sky. I do believe that you are the last of the guests to arrive. Would you do me the honour of accompanying me into the ballroom?
Okay, yes.
Come, Stella, we will have the most wonderful evening. Please don't be nervous. I shall look after you. You're in safe hands. And your footman? Are both more than welcome to join the other companions in the guard's tower. I've laid on refreshments for you all. There's tea, coffee and biscuits.
Will there be bourbons?
Yes, I think so.
Will there be custard creams?
Yes, those too. All manner of biscuits. Even those ones my dad likes. Garibaldi's, I think they're called.
Yeah, dead fly biscuits.
Dead flies are our favourites.
See you later, Stella.
Shall we?
I promised Fairy G I'd be home at 12, but I've had such a wonderful time. I've danced and talked with Prince Charming all night. It's as if I've known him forever.
There you are, Cinderella. Have you heard the clock striking?
We're supposed to be home by now.
Well, we would have been if you hadn't been so busy hoovering up all those dead fly biscuits.
Oh, I think I've got a weed allergy or something. I can't stop itching.
Is that what you're doing? I thought you had ants in your pants.
Don't be silly. Spiders don't wear pants.
Well, then, if this outfit disappears, we're in trouble.
Oh, dear. My feet are tingling. My dress is starting to itch.
We need to get out of here.
Come on, let's go.
I've lost my shoe.
Leave it.
It's nothing. I've lost my trousers.
Where are you, Stella? I can't find you anywhere. I requested Agadoo from the DJ. What's this? A shoe? A crystal shoe. Oh, where have I seen this before? My Stella. She was wearing shoes just like this. I must find her or my name is not Prince Charming. Attention all, let it be known throughout the kingdom that whoever this crystal shoe fits shall be my wife. Find my Stella.
From bed to bathroom, to breakfast and that morning journey.
Brooklyn's Breakfast on the go with Baz and Leanne.
Oh, gosh, the prince is coming. He wants to find the owner of a crystal shoe that was left in the palace at last night's ball. He's visiting every household in the kingdom.
It'll fit me. I'm sure of it. I'm going to be his wife.
Oh, it won't fit you. You have feet bigger than a cruise ship. And they're covered in barnacles as well.
Oh, I've just seen the royal carriages out of the window. It seems that the prince is on his way. I knew I'd made a good impression on him last night.
No, madame. He found a crystal shoe in the palace after last night's ball, and he knows it belongs to the girl he wants to marry. He's going from house to house looking for her. Whoever it fits will be his bride.
I wonder if it'll fit me. I quite fancy being a princess. Buttons, door.
Yes, madame.
Sissy and Missy, my beautiful daughters, why don't you take Cinderella to see the unicorn in the cellar?
What? We've not got...
Unicorn? Mama, what are you talking?
Just do it, girls, now.
Oh, right.
Oh, what did you do that for?
Shut up, you wimp, and follow my lead. Come and see the magical unicorn we bought off eBay.
Ooh, yes, he's very tame.
And nearly as beautiful as me.
A unicorn? Wow, I'd love to see one. How exciting.
Girls, over here. Now, once she's in the cellar, lock the door and make sure she doesn't come out until the prince has gone and I go and get her.
OK, Mama, she's not to come out, even if you come and get her.
No, Sissy, listen, until I come and get her.
I've got it. Until you come and get her, we're not to leave the cellar.
No, you stay outside the cellar and make sure she doesn't leave.
And you'll come and get her.
Exactly, when the prince has gone.
So we don't need to do anything apart from stopping the Cinderella entering the cellar.
No, leaving the cellar.
Leaving the cellar, yes.
Finally. Right then, off you go.
Mama, what if Cinderella leaves the cellar with us?
What? Just put her in the cellar and make sure...
She can't leave.
Until you or anyone else...
No, not anyone else. Just me.
Just you.
Comes to get her. Okay?
Right. We'll lock Cinderella in the cellar until you come.
and make sure she doesn't leave.
What?
Make sure who doesn't leave?
Oh, just take Cinderella to the cellar, lock her in and bring me the key. Honestly. Right, I need to go and fix my face before they come.
There isn't enough polyfiller in the world to fix her face, Wincy.
Do you think they really have a unicorn in the cellar, Wincy?
I'm not sure. Couldn't really hear the last conversation very well. Do you think it's a trick?
Knowing those three, it most certainly is. You stay here and keep an eye on things, and I'll give Fairy G a call.
It's the prince!
Oh, out of my way! You'll scare him off!
Girls, decorum, please! Now, have you locked Cinderella in the cellar, as I instructed?
Yes, Mama.
Well done. Give me the key.
What?
The key! Oh, for goodness sake, we haven't got time now.
May I present His Royal Highness, the Prince Charming.
I am here to meet with every girl and let them try this crystal shoe. The one that fits it without a doubt will truly be the girl that captivated my heart last night.
Me! Let me try! It'll fit me, I'm sure!
Next!
Not her! Never her! I'm the one the shoe shall fit!
No, absolutely not. Thank goodness.
Oh, girls, don't be silly. Of course it won't fit either of you. It's my shoe. Everybody knows that the princes prefer more mature and experienced women.
Wilp. Oh, heavens.
Girls, help me. Oh, no. Oh no, my toenails must have grown since last night. Buttons, pass me the bread knife. I've always fancied going down a shoe size.
No, madame, stop. You need to lose more than one toe for this to fit.
Oh, that's it. You've tried all the ladies in this house. If you must keep your ridiculous standards, you'll not find your princess here.
But what about Cinderella? You haven't seen her yet.
Don't be daft.
Oh, it won't be her.
She wasn't even at the ball.
My wish is for all the ladies in the house to try the shoe. Please bring her to me.
I don't know where she is.
Orphans, she's in the cellar.
What on earth is she doing there? I'll fetch her, Your Highness. Wait here.
They told me there was a unicorn, Buttons, but it was so dark I couldn't see anything. I'll find my way out. Oh.
How did she get out, girls, when you've got the key?
What key?
I haven't got a key, have you?
Oh, give me strength.
Well, hello, miss. I just wanted to see if you could try on this crystal shoe, on the off chance it should fit.
Of course, sir. With pleasure.
It fits! Stella?
Here's the other one, Cinderella.
My word! The matching shoe!
Thanks for keeping the other one safe, Wincy.
I haven't been wearing it, I promise.
Enough already! Be still, my beating heart! Oops! Too late. Oh, boys and girls, there goes enough fart.
Stella! Oh, my Stella, is it you? I thought I'd never find you.
Oh, my prince, I have deceived you. My name is Cinderella. I was born a lady, but after my father died, I became a poor servant to my stepmother. Alas, I cannot marry you.
Now, hang on a sec. We can't have this. This is not how the story ends. Come over here, Cinderella, and my magic will make amends. You are the rightful heir to this family, the house, the money and the gold. I'll restore you to your proper place, and the truth will now be told. Your Highness, it's off to the dungeons for this evil, scheming old hag. For deceit, control and murder, anything nasty is really her bag. Her daughters, whilst troubled and stupid and ugly beyond belief, have only followed her orders and should be allowed to turn a new leaf. So wave goodbye to those rags, Cinderella, to the brush and the pans and the mops. Your time to be happy is upon you, so get ready to dance and to bop.
Oh, Cinderella, please say you'll be my bride.
Oh, yes, I'd love to be. I've never met anyone as wonderful as you.
And I have a very uncomfortable dungeon cell waiting for you, Madam Callis. And I'm sure we can find you some menial tasks, like removing the baubles from the king's longjons to keep you out of mischief. And as for you, pair, I'm sure we could both find you a job in the stables. There's always plenty of cleaning up to do in there.
What will happen to me? I'll have to find another job.
Don't worry, young man. Cinderella will need a butler. You will join us in the palace.
Hang on. What about us?
Oh, Itsy, we'll have no one to talk to now.
We'll just have to go back to crawling up and down the drain pipe for fun.
Oh, don't be silly. You're my family.
Yes, which makes us all family now. You can come and live at the castle too. There'll be plenty of flies for you to catch there.
Wow, living in the castle, Incy. Think of all that room.
Yeah, and all those high ceilings to cover in webs.
Wonderful. Then we'll be off. Cinderella, your new life of happiness awaits.
I love a happy ending. It makes me squeal and chirp.
Oh, now you've got me at it. A happy body burp.
The web of lies has been torn down and Cinder's at last is free.
They're off to shovel horse poop in the royal livery.
I'll have to wait to find my love. I'm sure it won't be long.
I'll have to not be fussy to put up with your pong.
Dark and dingy dungeon is where I must abide.
A punishment so fitting for the treatment of my bride.
Without my friends around me, I'd still be cleaning grime. So find your friends and hug them close.
We'll see you all next time.
A pumpkin coach and midnight skies, glass slippers glow in no disguise. A dreamer's heart, a dance so true, Cinderella sparkle shoes.
You have been listening to Cinderella by Edgar Stevenson, directed by Sarah Edgar and Helen Stevenson, and edited by Colin Hansford, with Tryphena Mulford as Cinderella, Daniel Mason as Buttons, Lindsay Crutchett as Fairy G, Caroline Tattersall as Madam Callis, Mark Bradford as Sissy, Mike Strong as Missy, John Howell as Prince Charming, Claire Bond as Incy, and Sarah Robinson as Wincy. Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment, written and performed by local people for local people.
Let it gleam, every step's a fairy tale dream. Click, click, magic on the floor, shine bright, who could ask for more? Step by step, the night's brand new in Cinderella's sparkle shoes. Elsa's flossed, a silver chill. Anna's laugh, a warmth that thrills. They twirl and spin, a royal crew dancing in those sparkle shoes. Elsa's frost, a silver chill. Anna's laugh, a warmth that thrills. They twirl and spin.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.